Okay, Kevin, I'm figuring out these things here. It's good to be on the net tonight. Kevin, I introduced myself to you, but the name here is I just go by the initials, J.R. Juliet Romeo, November Zero, Romeo Lima Papa. My QTH here is Springfield, Missouri, just right in the heart of Ozark country here in southern Missouri. And so back to you there, Kevin.
Okay, my friend. Well, I got some interesting news here. My friend, who's my fire chief, actually, in my local department here, he will be coming in momentarily, so I'll hold tight for him. His name is Matt. His call is KD2JWC. You should see him pop up here in just a minute or so, because I know he just chatted with me on my local repeater here in Oneonta. So we'll hold tight and see what happens here, and I'll hang back and listen. N0RLP, this is KD2FPM. I'll be monitoring with you.
Good evening. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo Echo 7, Quebec X-Ray Bravo, location Overland Park, Kansas.
QTH here is Springfield, Missouri. Over.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York. And Matt, we do have one more station. Our good friend Sal from down in Florida will be right behind me.
Hi, good evening, Matt. This is WB2S in Northport, Florida. My name is Sal. I'm a public talk to you not before, but I'm originally from the Valley too, Herkimer, New York, and I like to check into the local repeaters I used to talk on years ago. So back to net control. This is WV2S in Northport, Florida.
Alrighty. Thank you guys all for your check-ins. We got a check-ins of WV2S, Sal, KD2FPM, Kevin, N-O-R-L-P, J-R. I think I got your call right. There was kind of a semi-double there. And K-E-7-Q-X-B, and I didn't catch your name.
Yeah, the call is Kilo Echo 7, Quebec X-Ray Bravo, and the handle is Brett. Bravo Romeo Echo Tango Tango.
Okay, thank you. Kilo Echo 7, Quebec, X-ray, Bravo. Brett, okay, I got you this time. Let's start at the top of the list. WV2S, Sal, how are you this evening? The floor is yours.
Good evening, Matt, and everybody else on the Echo Link. Doing really fine here. It is a very warm day, actually. Well, the humidity is building up a little bit, and it's kind of weird. It usually doesn't happen this time, March and all that, but it's starting to climb a little bit. But hopefully, we're supposed to get rain this weekend, so hopefully things are calmed down a little bit. So hopefully next, the humidity down and a little cooler nights, you know. Because once it starts hitting, you know, mid-May there, so humidity starts getting really hot, you know, gets really, really bad. So, trying to do all my work outside now, you know, before the humidity comes. But otherwise, everything's fine here. I heard you guys are not getting really too much snow down that way. I guess you guys had rain today. I was talking to Kevin earlier. And I guess you might expect some snowstorm or some snow anyways this weekend. So, all right, back to you, Matt, Net Control. This is WV2S in Northport, Florida.
All righty. Thank you, WV2S, Sal. Glad to hear from you. It's been a while since I've heard you. And, yes, the humidity is the thing that I don't like about the summer. Of course, it's probably a little worse down there in Florida for you than it is for us up here. Alrighty, KD2FPM, Kevin James, floor is yours. How are you doing this evening?
Alright, yeah, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta got 50, I gotta look at this numbers again, I think it's down to 53 right now, according to what I'm seeing. Clouds overhead. We did have a tenth of an inch of rain with some thunder earlier this afternoon. Yeah, in the earlier net up in Lowville, we got to meet a new Echolink user, N0RLPJR, from out in Missouri, and I told him about this node here, so he made it in here. I got to give him a thumbs up for that. That's really cool, so I'm glad to see him in here with us, and so I was hoping maybe Dave, KD2ERR, might jump in here too. So who knows, maybe this will be the Echolink net at some point. Yeah. I won't hold the repeater down long because I know there are others out there that would like to check in. So I'll say 73 KD2FBM back to net control.
Alrighty, KD2FBM, Kevin James, thank you for your check-in. And I am showing 51 on my end of town, minus my lack of a weather station now. And N-O-R-L-P, J-R, how are you doing this evening? Thank you for your check-in, and welcome to the Boonville Net, the Black River Valley Service Net. The floor is yours.
Well, good evening, Matt. This is November 0, Romeo Lima Papa. Just go by the initials, J-R, Juliet Romeo. My QTH here is Springfield, Missouri. Just we're located in southern Missouri and just kind of right in the heart of the Ozarks. If, I don't know, you guys are out east. You're probably not familiar with the Ozarks. The Ozarks is basically southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. We're about 30 miles from Branson. Most people know where Branson is. So I'm a first-time check-in here and really a first-time I just got onto Echolink just the last couple of days. So it's good talking to you guys. Hopefully I'll be able to check in occasionally. And okay, Matt, back to you. November 0, Romeo Lima Papa, clear.
Okay, thank you, N0RLPJR. Nice to meet up with you. And I know where Branson is. Got a couple friends that go out there. They have timeshares out there and go out there quite a bit. Alrighty, KE7QXB. Brett, how are you doing this evening?
Well, hello, kind sir. Name over here is Brett, Bravo Romeo Echo Tango Tango. Just hanging out here at the house. I'm going to go to bed here in a little bit. Got to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and then go shoot off and do some trucking in the morning. They actually pay me to do it, so I think I've got a 16-hour shift tomorrow. So looking forward to that, getting that done. And then I think I've got a 12-hour shift on the next day. So just looking forward to that, getting all that stuff done, and then looking forward to the weekend. This is KE7QXB.
KE7QXB, Brett, thank you for your check-in. You get yourself some rest and have safe travels tomorrow on your nice long trip and journey tomorrow. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
5AOW, good evening, Matt. WA2U.
Okay, N5AOW, Bob, and WA2U, John. How are you guys this evening? Thank you for your check-ins. And sorry if there's any delays on my end. I'm using my phone this evening because my desktop computer crashed and ended up with a virus today from one of the normal websites that I go on all the time. So that's down, so I'm trying to refresh myself with using Echo Link on my phone. N5AOW, Bob, how are you this evening? Glad to hear you.
Evening, Matt and John, N5AOW and Annette. A great day today, I'll tell you what. Had some sun, had some warm weather, get out and did a number of projects trying to catch up on things, and felt good. I got, pardon me, a good deal of it done. Clear my throat for a second there. Well, you were talking about the delay. I think it's normal anyway with the delay, and I know when I call for Echo Link, I usually allow, you know, a few seconds sometimes for it to drop, to go back and forth, because you have that little interval there, so not a problem. And everything's going fine on your end, and I think it's just, I don't know what the temperatures were today. I think at one point we possibly, I think we got to about 62. Not really sure, but anyway, I know it was, yes, it was. It was close to 63 degrees, and then towards the evening it started dropping down a little bit, but boy, just a great day overall. I felt good. I got caught up with a few things that I didn't think I was going to be able to catch up with. Worked out really well. So with that, Matt, I'm going to turn it back to you. 73 to all. N5AOW, back to net control.
Alrighty, N5AOW, Bob, thank you for your check-in. I'm glad to hear everything's going well. It's nice to hear when everybody's having decent days. I know that the normal delay, of course, I keep messing myself up. I keep trying to hit the space bar on my keyboard on my computer, and then I'm wondering why it's not keying up on me. Having a moment to do the fact that I'm holding my phone in my hand doing this. All right, WA2U, John, how are you doing this evening? Nice to hear you on the net this evening. It's been a little while.
Okay, WA2U. Well, good evening to the assembled crowd on Echo Link and those out there listening in conventional RF mode on the repeater 146.655. Matt, thanks for doing the net. Good to hear you, Bob. Bob, you and I are the only ones on, generating RF here, so to speak, this evening. It's kind of funny. I'm just thinking out of my 38, almost 40 years of ham radio, I've never used a computer. Let's see, there's a few. I have never used an amplifier or computer. This is the closest thing to Echo Link that I've gotten, and I've always, fought the, tooled it out with the bands and the either good conditions, bad conditions, or something. I've been wanting hours and hours. When I was in grad school at SU, in fact, I, up at Syracuse University, I made antennas out of copper wire and strung up where the graduate apartments were. So I went to grad school, I strung the antennas up in the ivy so I could get on 75 or 40 meters. And that was a lot of fun. Made a 10-meter dipole, stuck it up in the bricks on one side of the building, and contacted some people in Europe. So the old-fashioned way, I guess. But anyways, we had a real good day, Kathy and I. What did we do? We took a, we walked 5.4 miles today. So that was a lot of fun. And so we've been getting a lot of walking in there. We just got back. I received a package from Brett. I wanted to walk that into camp, and I was deterred by the sound of some deep sonic rumble of sounds, and I thought, uh-oh. No, I don't think it's a stereo, but it was thunder. I don't think we got back inside here more than 10 minutes, and someone threw the switch. And in fact, just a while ago, it was raining here. It's about 45.7 degrees, but it came down in buckets, and I went around unplugging things and disconnecting things, and I think by the time I got everything unplugged and disconnected, things stopped, and I got to do the process in reverse and hook everything back up again. But that's okay. We got the walk, and that's all that counts. It was kind of iffy, this weather. But we've been using the gym. In fact, someone came over today. We're ready to go on our walk. And good friends of ours, she came over on her bike, and she said, well, I want to try out the, I was going to try the Aragon and the Elliptic. I said, hey, we turned around. I unlocked the door. Kathy showed her how it worked. I took the, said, oh, when you're done, shut the door. Have fun. See you later. Put the SiriusXM radio on her favorite Jimmy Buffett station in the gym, and we took off, went on our walk, as I said. It's kind of a nice walk. So, nice and cool. I just wore a t-shirt. It's perfectly comfortable out there, but as I said, it was cooling off. So, and I got a battery today, and it fit. I was pleased to see that the 9-ampere hour replacing a 7-ampere hour gel, so it fit nicely back into the box. It's got a, I put an adapter on for, of course, the Anderson power pole, so it's kind of a nice backup battery even here for the dual band radio. So that was a success, having the battery the right size to fit back in the box. And I'm trying to think if there were any other projects, so it's about it. Not sure what we're going to do tomorrow. It's Thursday already, but keeping busy. So Matt, we'll turn it back over to you, and I'm just curious, all the new technology and stuff, how many people, maybe someday we'll have to take a poll, ever operate HF or get on HF and stuff and operate other bands besides two, like 440 or what, the top band, 160. I've got an antenna. I've just got to put it up. WATU, back to that.
WATU, John, thank you for your check-in. And I don't do a whole lot of HF. I don't think some little of it is in the spectrum that I can do as a tech. I do 10-meter. We do a 10-meter only on a roundtable net. The OARC club does every Wednesday evening. I didn't get to do it this evening because I had a meeting that I had to go to over in Delhi. But Kevin was there and participated in it this evening, I think. But I got to miss it. That's about all I get to do, really, right now, anyways. Okay. This is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
Yeah, WA2-1, just a thought to that.
Go ahead, John, the floor is yours.
Yeah, okay, well, I know a lot of things have changed since, you know, the amateur radio as far as people being able to put up antennas or have space to put up. There's a Isotron. Isotron makes an antenna. I've tried one of these. They're kind of strange looking. I've seen them in QSP. But they make them, they're usually monoband type things, but you can basically put them anywhere. They're probably very limited spectrum-wise, but there was an article, I don't remember what QST it was, but this fellow actually came up with an app for his smartphone, and he was able to actually remotely control and check in, change frequencies, change memory, change mode on his receiver at his house, or maybe he had it somewhere, he had it hooked up. So there are some sites out there that if you don't have the, you know, the 300-foot tower with a monobander for 40 meters on top of it, something of that nature, you know, that you can do a lot of this stuff now remotely. It's kind of been really, really neat. People will get on these various sites and bring up a site to see how their signal sounds in another country. It's kind of neat, so there's certainly application for it. But other possibilities, if there's a situation where someone doesn't have the radios and things, and I think those techie types nowadays, a lot of them are going for the software-defined radios, which is kind of interesting in a way, too. So, of course, the commercial market's been doing that for years, but Harris and some of the other ones, but I guess the will, where there's a will, there's a way, or something of the nature. WATU back to that.
Okay, thank you, WA2U. Any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
Yeah, KD2FPM with a quick comment.
KD2FPM, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to everyone out there, make sure we all tip our hats to our net control station, Matt. Yesterday was his birthday, so I know he'll appreciate the birthday wishes, and I'm going to go check an alarm quick with the weather service.
KD2JWC net control for the Black River River Valley Service Net. Sorry. Thank you, Kevin. Any other comments, queries, light check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WV2S, well, happy birthday, Matt.
Thank you, WV2S. Thank you, Sal. I was hoping he wouldn't do that, but he did. He did it to me the other night. Too, he surprised me last night when I got back from my meeting. I guess he made some phone calls to the OCTEN net managers, so I got some messages, some traffic last night, which is appreciated. Thank you very much, especially when I got home last night from a grueling meeting that I had with the fire district, so we'll leave that at that. KD2JWC net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any other comments, queries, or any other late check-ins? Looking for any other late check-ins, comments, queries. Come now, please.
Yeah, KD2FPM with one last comment.
KD2JWC, net control. Go ahead, KD2FPM.
Yeah, just be advised, I did get an alarm over my weather radio. It's for northeastern Pennsylvania, so it's not for our area. It's for thunderstorms down that way. So didn't want to have people get excited thinking something was going on in our area. It's for northeast Pennsylvania. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, KD2FPM. I was kind of wondering, because mine didn't go off, I was wondering if mine wasn't working. Alrighty, I'll make this my last call. Any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at, I don't have my clock now, 21:28 local time, and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had WA, or sorry, I'm having a dyslexic moment. WV2S Sal, KD2FBM Kevin James, N0RLT JR, KE7QXB Brett, N5AOW Bob, and WA2U John. Thank you everyone for your check-ins, and hope to catch you tomorrow night. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear.
All right, this is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. I'm currently watching the radar summary around us, and I'm getting ready to run the dog out quick because it looks like we do have a line of pretty heavy precip coming at us here in the central southern tier. So with that, I'll say 7-3. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. KD2FBM is clear.
Thank you.